And after dinner, you have to do what with the dishes?
Wash them.
And when there weren't any washing machines, after you washed them,
dishwasher, we still don't have one. We just wash them in the sink. We have a double sink. Wash them on one side and rinse them on the other.
That's the way I do it now. I kind of appreciate
it. The two of us, we feel that it's more work to have a dishwasher than it is just to wash the few dishes and pots and pans we have the ordinary way. We have a, instead of using our dining room, we have a rather large kitchen with a breakfast nook in it, a table that we'll seat four, and we eat all our meals there, and we wash them and set them right on the table there all the time. Instead of leaving them in the dishwasher.
And what do you use to dry with?
Well, we dry with dish towels because we don't have a dishwasher.
And what's the name for the square of terry cloth that you
wash with? Dishcloth, you mean? Dishcloth.
Or
dish towels and dishcloths.
What about a small one to wash your face with?
Oh, a washcloth and wash. We used to call them wash rags when I was a young kid. Washcloth, I guess, is the proper name. I never used one anymore, but I remember when I was a kid we did.
I'm not sure that there are proper names. I think, I think I used to call a firefly a lightning bug.
Yeah.
But now I call it a firefly most times.
Yeah.
But it just happened. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, you hear both names. I haven't seen one, incidentally. I don't think in a long time. We used to see them regularly every night. I don't seem to be ever seen them in recent years. Maybe I have.
No, I don't see many in Hinsdale.
Yeah, it used to be thick. I remember as kids we'd catch one and put it under, turn a tumbler over it and watch it inside the tumbler.
Yeah, it'd be neat to catch them in your hands and then they'd flash. At the kitchen sink, when you want some water, you turn something on.
Faucet. They call them taps sometimes. TAP or faucet or
Is there another name for the faucet that's outside the house?
Well, I just call ours a faucet.
People used to buy flour in what kind of container?
You mean cut flours?
No.
You mean flour that you make bread out of? What?
Yeah, white flour.
Oh, white flour. Well, if they used enough, they used to buy it in barrels in the old days, and then flour sacks was in a kind of a. Oh, call it flour sacking. Women used to keep the sacks and the like dish towels out of it, I remember.
What about, was there a name for the sack that potatoes came in?
Call it a potato sack. I don't know. Well, you're talking about the big jute ones, these brown jute ones that will hold maybe 100 pounds or 50 pounds.